GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. A programming note, Tony Vail of the Cross Insurance Center was all set to come in and join us in conversation in spacious Studio 7A this morning, and we were really looking forward to meeting him, but he needs to take care of a family matter. Just got a text message from him about 2-3 minutes ago. We are going to work to rebook Tony Vail on the program. Good. So we can talk about, of all things, them booking again Ringo Starr and his all-star band to come in concert this summer. So excited. Did you get to see Ringo Starr last time?
I did not. I will try to get the next time.
We went and we can't wait to go again.
Yeah, I understand. It's a real good
Mike
show.
Mike Dow said the same thing. You know what? I don't care. I've seen him once. I'm going to go back and see him again. And I think this time we're going to
I walked down the hall yesterday, and Mike Dow was not even walking on the carpet.
He was on the floor. He was on air, wasn't he?
He was kind of flying. Yeah.
In our news today, you hear of now another person entering the race for the Democrat nomination to challenge Senator Susan Collins in the 2020 election. And
well, wait a minute. She hasn't announced. Everybody's in but Susan. She hasn't announced.
Again, I'm not going to get all Bible on you, but it says you will know them by their fruits. You will know them by their works. And you see politicians position them. I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know, George. And I'm sure our listeners realize it as well. This gentleman's first name is what? This guy from?
Ross.
So Ross LaGenesse. Okay. According to some pronunciations, listeners, send me a note. It's LaGenesse. And you're going to hear a different pronunciation, I think, in the newscast this morning, because I went to howtopronouncenames.com to make sure. But Ross LaGenesse, he first spoke with the Portland Press Herald. I see the news item that says the Bangor Daily News then reached out to Ross LaGenesse, and Ross Genesse did not reply yet. But the guy's announced, he's filed papers, and he used to work for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, he worked for a lot of people, actually. He's a lawyer, graduated from Harvard Law, I think, Dartmouth, graduated from Biddeford High School. So his educational background is solid. He worked, yeah.
Well, we haven't seen his GPA.
No, we don't get those anymore.
So you can't, educational, it may be solid.
Yeah.
Okay.
He worked for Schwarzenegger, who is a Republican. He also... worked for some Democrats too. I think he worked for Ted Kennedy. He worked for some other people.
Much like your obituary,
George Mitchell. He worked for George Mitchell.
Much like your obituary. Well, so did my wife. So yep. Okay. I don't know if that's a win or a loss.
That's what I think.
Kidding, honey. Oh, she never listens to this show. In your obituary, they put in the first line your biggest two accomplishments.
Yeah.
So when I kick, it will be the guy that got to work with George Hale.
Oh.
That's what it'll be. All right. When you kick, if it's going to be like three lines. OK, so the lead line comes to former aide to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and former Google executive. OK, those are the first two lines that the press report gives this person.
That jumped out at me too. Google was first. I mean, Google is it.
I thought Schwarzenegger was the lead on it.
Well, he advised Schwarzenegger.
But in the headline, I'm saying, from the Portland Press Herald.
Well, they give
what's
him
the lead line?
A Biddeford native, which is true. He graduated Biddeford High School. We also see Arundel as a place. His family had migrated down from Canada. A former Google exec who advised Schwarzenegger joins the Senate race. There.
Okay, when I woke up this morning, it had a different headline in the Bangor Daily News.
Well, I was going the other direction.
Yeah, and now it says former Google executive to join Democratic primary for Susan Collins' seat in 2020. At 4:20 this morning, when I second looked at it, it had a different headline. They led with former aide to Arnold Schwarzenegger and Google executive. So anyway, read down and you'll find that this guy, Ross LaGenesse, has been very active in advocating for the LGBTQ community. Did I get those letters right in the right order?
I think you got them in the right order.
It changes so often. He's been instrumental in advocating for the LGBTQ community. And I guess when you read the article, you also see that he is legally married to another man. He has a husband as such. And he is interested in the nomination to run against Susan Collins. And gosh, it seems like he's late to the party.
Well, it's certainly getting a little bit crowded for someone who, I'm just kidding, I mean, nobody doubts that Susan is running, but she hasn't actually had the official announcement yet. All right, you got Sarah Gideon, who, of course, has had most of the publicity so far. But then you've got Betsy Sweet. You got a defense attorney. Is it Brie Kidman?
Brie Kidman. As in the delicious French cheese when baked with slivered almonds and brown sugar.
And then Independence, Tiffany Bond, Danielle Van Helsing.
Tiffany Bond's back.
Green Independence, David Gibson.
You may remember Tiffany Bond in her race for Congress.
Right.
With Paula Quinn and Golden and that other guy.
Lisa Savage is there. So we got a whole bunch of people. And it, the first thing I thought of, and you would probably too, now we're looking at ranked choice voting for this. We got to get through the primaries first. So my mind is going back and forth here. But anyway, this gentleman from California, basically where he spent a lot of his life, has a long history in Maine. He moved to California.
I said that's the boy you ought to be.
Well, he came from Canada. Family came from Canada. Grew up in Biddeford. Graduated Biddeford, I think Dartmouth.
As you aforementioned, his education.
And Harvard, got a background.
All right, I'm going to get myself in trouble, okay?
You always do.
Okay, this is my conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And I'm presenting it to you as a conspiracy theory.
All right.
Okay? Sarah Gideon was the sweetheart. Notice my word was. But following now these missteps concerning her campaign finance filings, there's a shake of confidence within the party that she can't get the job done. And why, I don't know. The party doesn't embrace Betsy Sweet as much as some say they should. Betsy Sweet can read a ledger. Betsy Sweet understands profit and loss. Betsy Sweet knows how to play the game. So now they got to bring in someone else. The party.
All right.
I mentioned them. Again, this is just conspiracy theory, okay? This is tin hats on my head here on this one, okay? All right? Okay. So they got to bring in someone to help weaken the rest of the flock. And bringing in this guy this late in the game is someone that can help weaken the rest of the flock in ranked choice voting and still give Sarah the win. Because they've got to get her, Sarah, past Betsy. Hang on. Let me shut off the sarc. Let me shut off the conspiracy
I've
music. Okay. All right.
Well, it does okay. Take the glare off your head, the helmet. There. I don't know.
I'm not asking you to comment on it. I'm just sharing with what is my conspiracy theory. Look, here's a text message. They're stacking the deck once again. But in this case, hang on a second. They're stacking the deck within their own primary to see if they might move on to challenge Senator Collins. But you've still got. And you just mentioned the independents and the greens that are out there that are going to try to.
Well, I just look, I don't even know who this guy is. I just found out about him last
exactly.
night. Exactly. I found out about him last night.
Exactly. No one. Some people obviously did. But this guy out of nowhere decides on his own. See?
I'm waiting for the music.
See, you're starting to come around to my thinking. You're not all the way there, but you're starting. If I'm wrong, shout me down. 1-800-966-1039. Stop the music. I'll wait for the phone call.
Stop the music. his background is kind of interesting. When he was at Google, he became the head of international relations at Google. And he was the guy that apparently negotiated with the Chinese and then executed Google's landmark decision to stop censoring search results in China. That was what he was up to. And then he, for some reason, fell out of
favor.
Well, he didn't. I guess the way he's phrasing it is he became disenchanted with Google. And he said they put profits ahead of people, and eventually he left Google and moved back to Biddeford, and he lives there now. So
text message to the MTG text line 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Rick, you are spot on. That message seldom comes in, so I am going to take a moment to read it, okay?
You are spot on. Is there more? Or is that it? Spot on, I guess.
I'll check the emails. Maybe someone's going to email and think that my conspiracy theory is not far off the mark. I don't understand why. I don't know. I'm not a registered Democrat. I am a registered Republican.
Are you really? That shocks me.
Sarcasm filter active.
Right. By the way, for those of you just tuning in, this is what it was like 12 years ago, 15 years ago when we started the show. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Another one entering the fray. What are you thinking?
You're spot on in this lottery for our elections, RCV. It's a gaming system to try to make sure that the progressives get all the seats. And I don't know that the Republicans are awake yet to this calamity, but I don't like what I see for the future of Maine.
Thank you. 1-800-966-1039. I'm checking for any emails that might be coming into our McLaughlin Seafood inbox.
You've got mail.
You can email us anytime at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. And the text message is aforementioned 601-207-GHRT. And I'm just checking some of the messages. Some people are again, looking at how they're under the impression that this guy will be a part of the general. No. He's dipping his toe into the waters for the Democrat primary, which will decide among Gideon, Sweet, him, LeGenis, and whoever else is, you had the list.
Well, the independents don't participate.
They don't
in the
show. Are there any other Dems that are, there's another, Bree is right there.
Bree is a defense attorney. She's going to be in the primary.
Yep.
Betsy Sweet will be there.
Yep.
Sarah will be there. Now, Jeunesse will be there.
See, if we did, and I know it's inappropriate to say it, but I'm going to use the phrase. Don't chide me just for saying it, okay? But because this is the phrase we used to say, okay? Gun to the head, okay? That if you, don't give me that look. You know, I'm just using it as a metaphor. But if I were a registered Republican, but you told me I had to vote on the Democratic ticket in the primary, who would it be? Then I'd make my choice. Similarly, if there were multiple Republicans on a ticket, I would say to you, George, okay, GTTH, under the head, for whom would you vote? We'll talk about that in a second. Caller, hi, GHRT, another one in the race for the Democratic nomination to run against Susan Collins. What are you thinking?
Hey, I think you're spot on this for sure. This ranked choice voting's got to go. And George, you know, I respect you. You know, you're my elder, and you know, I get your point of view. But you mentioned, oh, they voted for this ranked choice voting two times.
They did.
You know how many people I talked to that voted the wrong way? Because the way they worded that was absolutely deceptive, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, let me ask you a question. It's a very quick question. And I asked Rick the same thing. Rick, you understood how to vote on that, didn't you?
I did my homework.
If you voted and didn't do your homework, shame on you.
Now, concerning the pronoun of they voted, which may be aptly put.
Yes.
Okay. Because you'll notice that anyone who was an opponent of ranked choice voting, they say they voted. They don't say we voted for ranked choice voting.
Yeah.
Because if you take Portland out of the mix.
Yeah, but that's...
No, it's true.
That's...
Okay, anyone that wants to argue that, let me take you back to history, Hillary Clinton should be president because she got more of the vote. Well, you take Southern California out of the mix and no.
But that's the system. I didn't invent the system. Everybody in the Maine has a vote. And every time we hear, well, Portland did this and this CD2 did that, it's crap because that's not the system. If you want to change the system, damn it, change it.
And that's exactly what proponents of ranked choice voting did.
I didn't vote for it.
And by the way, with ranked choice voting, you get multiple votes, not just one.
What happened in ranked choice voting was exactly what I said was going to happen.
Caller, what are you thinking?
Yes, you're right on. The second thing on this ranked choice voting thing is you have to look at the voting roles versus the census done, and they don't equal. The problem is, has to be this permissiveness. Now they have proxy, which was just passed, and the vote that we just did. Now they can proxy people. How many dementia people are going to vote?
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.